You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
A Kansas City woman says she spent more than 2 years unknowingly paying another person's T-Mobile bill and only received reimbursement after Channel 9 Investigates started asking questions. Quoting here from Leslie Levin, "It felt like a betrayal between T-Mobile and me." The discovery started with a single statement. She got it on March 3rd. It was from T-Mobile in the name of a man named James Jackson, whom she had never heard of. Levin says the charges were tied to an older bank account that she rarely used. She says T-Mobile had been withdrawing about $170 a month through autopay. Oh, yes, favorite student front row, Dana Wright, hi.
I think, if I may.
Please.
From time to time, you figure out that, like, for 10 bucks, you accidentally have a Netflix subscription you're paying for, but then you also maybe get it free through T-Mobile. And you're like, whoops, my bad. This is going to be $2,400 that was taken out of her account. How do you not miss $2,400? Even I would notice that. And I'm the one that, like, from time to time, I'm like, whoops, didn't mean to have that duplicate, you know, or there was one time 2 years ago, I discovered I was still paying $6 a month for a competitive swim timing app. And it was auto renewing once a year or something. Mm-hmm. And it was that Swimtopia app. Well, my kids haven't been competitive swimmers in 3 years. So I, whoops, shouldn't have done that. But again, that was $6. You start talking about like $110 a month for 2 years. No one noticed that.
If it's an account that she rarely used, either A, she wasn't receiving printed statements from the bank.
Not necessarily that unusual.
Or she wasn't checking her account balance.
Okay.
Now, I get printed copies from my bank because I'm a nerd. And I have two accounts at CapFed. One, my checking that I use obviously all the time. My savings, I never use it.
Okay.
Ever.
I don't want to make assumptions, but for someone who never checks a bank account, what are some conclusions you could draw about someone that would be in the camp of never checking?
They have a lot of money.
Yes.
Clearly she had $2,400 in this account.
Right.
It would have been bouncing,
yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel bad for her, sort of, but I'm also like,
you know, one of these days,
you don't need Fox for problem solvers. You need a wealth manager.
I wish I had a random bank account with $2,400 in it.
One of these days, T and I need to sit down because I have absolutely no idea how many subscriptions the two of us have combined. Does that make sense?
You still have not done that? So, like, she could have an Apple TV and you could have an Apple TV?
Probably.
Oh, definitely do that.
Probably.
It'll take you 15 minutes, like, tops to figure it out.
For the, like, on YouTube, for example, for the three TVs, check that, four TVs we have in the house, I think we have three separate accounts.
That's not how you check. You pull up your bank account on a laptop, you pull up her bank account on a laptop, and you do a search in the search box. You start out by searching Microsoft. That'll be one of them.
Okay.
You search Netflix, Apple.
Yeah.
Now, I know I don't have a Netflix.
Peacock.
The Netflix we use is hers.
Just go down the list. It'll take you 15 minutes to dual search on two laptops.
You don't think you and Johnny have duplicate apps?
I know we don't.
Now, for you, Scott, it might take longer because you have to flip through your ledger. You can't exactly search in your check ledger. So you might want to carve out like an hour.
Do an online search. I'm telling you. And then you can also go into your phone under subscriptions. And that's how I found that ding-a-ling swim timing subscription that I had kept.
Isn't there some sort of...
It's under settings, general. And then I think it says subscriptions. And the only one I have now is the Radar. I pay for the Radar.
Why?
Because I like the Radar app that I like. And it's like,
it's expensive.
$30 a year or something. And the New York Times. That's it. New York Times, Radar.
That's it. He's got the Netflix.
Yes.
He's got the Prime.
Oh, no, I've got those too. I'm just saying through my phone, those are the only two.
Oh, okay.
And then I know, because when we moved into this house, we cleaned the decks. We started completely over.
And were there duplicates?
There probably were, but I know there's not now, because when we moved in, we started over.
You had a duplicate, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I had a duplicate because, you guys, there are some promotions, like through your cell phone or through whatever, where they're like, and if you sign up for an extra T-Mobile line, you're going to get Hulu free. Well, I didn't know I had Hulu free. So then we signed up for Hulu, right? That's like a good example. Check and see what your perks are through your cell phone, because sometimes you're paying for Netflix and you get it free, which is not free. You know what I mean? It's the add-on.
By the way, it wasn't $2,400. It was $4,000.
Oh, my.
Yeah, this lady's so poor. Or she might be now.
I don't know.
She ended up getting her money back.
Good.
But KNBC 9 Investigates contacted T-Mobile multiple times over 2 weeks, repeatedly asking, how can a customer unknowingly pay another person's bill for more than 2 years?
And then was he just like, this is the greatest thing ever?
Probably.
He just thinks
whoever
he's got
James Jackson
a free
is.
Cell phone.
Old Jimmy Jack.
Have you not ever done something so dumb?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, like agree to a car warranty that you already have.
I was about to mention that.
Oh, that's one that will bother me. And I cannot stop letting that bother me, because it was not an insignificant amount of money.
The dumbest financial thing I've ever done in my life. And it wasn't even that much money. It was $80.
Oh.
And we were in London, the girls and I, in July of 2023. And we were walking over the bridge over the River Thames.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy sitting there on the sidewalk doing a little hide the ball trick.
Okay.
Well, I thought I sat there and watched.
Those are all scams.
I know.
Oh, Scott.
I'm aware. What I didn't realize was the people that were doing the game before me actually worked for him.
Of course they did.
And I'm sitting there and I'm watching and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's right there. And they picked the wrong one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, handed him like, you know, 50 pounds or whatever. I'm like, oh, this is an easy way to make some money. And I get out my wallet.
I cannot believe you fell for that.
So they're going back and forth, and he's doing it. What they do is they distract you. It is only a game of distraction.
Yeah.
And he's doing this, blah, 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 blah. And I realize a guy starts talking to me. I've already put down my money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? Hey, where are you from?
And Sarah and Maya are like, Dad, don't do this. You're going to lose your money. This is a scam. And I'm like, no, this is going to be an easy way to make 50 pounds. And I give the guy 50 pounds. He's doing all this stuff. And a guy starts talking to me to my left. And I turned to look at him. I said, hang on, I'm playing again. At that very moment,
it's all it took.
They're switching the ball.
Of course they are.
And so I think I've got it. Here comes 50 pounds. We're going to have a nice dinner tonight.
Oh my
and I go, right there, boss. And he lifted it up and it wasn't there.
Nope. There's a sucker born every minute.
Stupid American.
I know, exactly. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.